in Chabez and Mabez, three lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan. Shemar Mim Niskacha, Vishemar Mim Lod Niskacha. So there's a disagreement whether she was married, she got married or not. Rezulatino says she can't marry another man. You know, the discussion, she's married to Reuben, she can't marry Shimon. And this is Loitetze. If she does, we're not mercy her from Shimon. Shemar Mim Niskarsha, Shemar Mim Lo Niskarsha. So she marries somebody else that she can't stay married. So the Gemara Maishta Reisha Maishta Seifa. So Amar Baya. So Baya says. So we have a similar type of conversation which we had before. Tirgama Beidachad. The Baya says the case over here wasn't like you thought. There was two Eidim against two Eidim. It was one Eid against one Eid. Everybody agrees that she was a penuya. She had a chesed penuya, and the question was, did anything change? So it's yeah. Now let's say Seifa. We know that she was an Eshesish. Both are agreeing that she was an Eshesish. Only one is saying that the Isra Eshesish was removed. So vein the worship echad makom shnayim. That's Abaye answers it. Now take a look at the Torah over here. Tavayu bevnuya kamasadi. So it sounds like we need edus of the two of them that she's a penuya, and then we'll go from there. So we don't need that they were Mingmei, that she was a penuya. We have a woman starts out as a penuya. We don't know that she got married. You need to wait. So she says, "Avatema ma'ilo tinos the chetchila to have a look me a chazok." She has a cheses penuya, and one person is saying something changed. So like you know, why should I be worried about that? Yishev kigurin shalnu yoidim shazork la kedushin mesafkalon ikar of loy ikar of law. The keeping of the body is arkla kedushin less than the member ukmei chazaka l'hatira l'chadchila. So Tosfos says the case is we knew that an attempted ma'aseh kedushin took place, so we can't use the chadchila. We're not going to use the chazaka to allow her to get married because there's a race on the chazaka. Pasha, that's a dinderabonon. We have a reis lefanina. We know there was a vade attempt to undermine the chazaka. So Pasha, this is dinderabonon that you should not rely on the chazaka. But in the case of Bidi Evid, that she did, she got married already. Lotetia, she doesn't have to go out.
Tessa, there's a question for you, which was, I mean, one says, you know, she got married. The other one says, she didn't get married. How can it be made like she didn't get married?
Right. Right. Okay. Okay, Ravashi Omar, some of you have the years Rav Asi with a not Rav Ashi. Okay, Loilam Trey Trey. The case is really a case of, not like Abai said that it was 1-1, but it was 2-2. So if it's 2-2, we have a problem, the Chura.
Not like Abai, yes.
Not like Abai. Abai was the first answer.
Yes.
So if it's Trey Trey, so the only way you can say she can say stay married is she's married to one of her aid, like the Mor said before, because otherwise any other man has an ister suffocatious ish with a chi of korban hashem tolu. So how could he marry her? The case is that she married one of the aidim, and she herself was saying boridly. So what's the difference in case of gerushin or kedushin? Ve'epuch. So over there, the lacha is erezu lo tinase. This is his teitze. So Moshe says, what do you mean lo reinua? Pshita lo reinua in a raya saying we didn't see her get married. That proves anything? Of course not. So Moshe says, Lotricha the Daira Bechotzer Echot. They live together. If it had been true that she got married, we should argue that they would have known about it. They live like Mamas, they're right together in the same Chotzer. Sometimes the Chas will be done privately. That's the ratio. Sefer Shemar Renua Shinis Garsha. Shemar Meloy Renua Shinis Garsha. A razor Lotinose. He misses Lotetse. Mike Mashavon. Avagavazar Bechotzer Echad. Hanohach. So it's the same case as before. Or the Morris says, no, like Malotema Gabi Kedushin of the Inchi, the Makachi Betsina. Ava Gabi Garishan, he means the Igarsha, Kala Isla the Milsa. Kamashon, the Avidi Inchi, the Makachi, Uba the Magarshi Betsina. Okay. Zok Rashi, bottom Rashi on Chapezim Beis. She can't marry somebody else. She could go to that man that the Adam were claiming that she married, but she can't marry a different man. So why be Pnuyah Kamasadi? The Rishdam Adachshav because it's Pnuyah Hoyso Kadam Shenis Kachu. Everybody agrees that she was a Pnuyah beforehand. So
it sounds like Rashi that. Not saying that they really gave Adas that she's just that there's a chazaka.
Correct. I mean, well, one aid saying I saw her get married, so there's an assumption that she was a penuria, but they're not bringing me making that she's a penuria. Epoch bereishup tani imnises teze v'seva imnises lo teze. So we still have to be honest with what's the difference in the ratio and the sefer. So the answer, like Rashi is saying, is the whole thing is din derabanan because of it's very very possible that it's true, but So in the sefer, it's very possible that it's true that she's divorced. So let her get married. No, the chachila lo tinase because of losses was signed. In the reisha, it's very possible that it's true, so she can't marry somebody else. So therefore, even this is the loch is teitze. We have no choice. We have to accept the possibility that this is true. It's possibly true, and therefore she can't marry somebody else. And even if she marries, the halacha states it. In the sefer, the Edom the other Edom are not saying they don't know that there was not a gerushin. They say they don't know of a gerushin. So fine, but there was a gerushin. So really, make sure that she can marry the chachilo. The rabbanon, there was the loss of Messiah. The mice, if people create rumors based on if she's going to get married when it's not known. So let's clarify first that situation, and then we'll talk about it. Okay.
I mean, what role does it play that, I mean, she should be able to produce her get? I mean, I guess she's claiming that it got destroyed.
Yeah. We got lost.
I mean, does that itself create Reyes?
Well, we had it before. Rav Asi said this, if it depends on the type of time lapse there was. It was Lalter. She's not. We're going to ask her, where'd you get? That was the piece of Rav Asi right before we started today. Okay. So the Mishnah said, if the Edom that she's Nishbeis, the ratio that she says Nishbeis if it's a Harani, so she has the Pesha Shepesh hit her. So she's Mutututukai. If there are Edom that she's Nishbeis and she says to her, Ani, Enon Emenis. The Mishanis is Bo Edom, her Rezu Lutitloi Seitze. So tomorrow, Mishanis is Bo Edom Loi Seitze. Reversh Yom Masilo Resha, Rabba Bar Oben Masilo Asefu. The first case of Mishnah was Eish Ezeish. And if there's Edom that she was Eish Ezeish, she's not Nemanis. And then we're saying, then the Mishnah, but if there are no Edom that she's an Eish Ezeish, she has a Pesha, a Pesha Hitu, she said, I was an Eish Ezeish, but I'm a Gerusha. She gets married, and now Edom comes that she's an Eish Ezeish. So she no longer has the Pesha, a Pesha Hitu, to believe her that she's a grusha, but she's already married. Lo seitze. So that's true in the ratio where you're dealing with the suffix of Eishes Ish. So in the Seifa, which we know that she's Nishbeis, we don't know that she was Vade Usser. And we're making an assumption. So we say, well, in a case where you know Vade, she was an Eishes Ish. If at the moment of the marriage we didn't know that other than what she said, therefore she's believed that she's a grusha and she can stay married. So in the same way, says we didn't know that she was Nishbeis and she says to her Ani, Kama Kharma, they could allow that case. But if you learn what's going on in the Seifa, you wouldn't apply it to the Reisha. So Man the Master Law Reisha, Koshkena Seifa, if in the Reisha, reason with Eish Ezeish. We're going to say if she got married without before any other Edom came, because she has a Pesha, she hit her, then the Edom comes and she stays married, so Kol B'Chorma in the Sefer, she's going to stay married. The Bishuya Kilo, we find in general that by case of a Shuya, we're Makel, as the Morris said around, which means that it's not a Vadai, it's a Chashash. So the Chorma can see fit in certain cases to be Makel. If you learn something going on the sefer, where it's a case of a chashash, we say, you know what, Bidi Yavish is married, let her stay married. But in the case of the Reisha, we're dealing with the Eish Ezeish, that's a whole different ball game. We're not going to matter even Bidi Yavish. Okay. Lema, the Mor says, so we had Rav Hamluna before in Chavez and Mabez. The woman says to her husband, Gerishtani is Nemanis. So, which means even though we know Vada, she was an Eshazish, she says, Gerishtani, she's Nemanis. So, Lachara, if you're going back on the ratio, we're saying, even if she said, I was an Eshazish and I'm a Grusha. And we have no independent verification that she was an Eshazish, so she Peshaz and Peshahit. Now she marries, and then Adam come and say that she was married, but she could still argue grushani. So Carter Ramuna, a woman says grusha is believed. So why should she be saying the race? I'm sorry, according to this version, a rubber oven is going on the safer that can't not go on the race, but she could say grushani. Elamai must be rubber oven does not accept Ramuna. And he says, no, she can't say Grushani to the husband. So he's going in the Zeva because the Reisha can't, you wouldn't accept her from Luna. And Rabbi Oshia, who says it's going on the Reisha, holds like her from Luna. Okay. Now Tosis points out, that Rav Hamluna said before, Isha Shomra Libala Gerishtani. So someone, the husband is there, and she's saying Gerishtani. So she's believed because of Chazaka, she wouldn't have it be Miza Paneha, Befanov. She wouldn't be Meiz Panov, Panim, in front of the husband, to say something which if it's a lie, it's a blatant lie with somebody who knows that she's lying. She's not going to do that. Over here, it wasn't. There's no assumption it was Bifnei Abal. So Tosfos says, even though that's true, and it sounds like Rav Hamluna's halacha is only based on the chazaka of the Me'iza Paneh Bifanov, but in regards to the Nisus Loit Heitze, we should argue, you know, there's an element of chutzpah and a chance, taking, you know, the husband will hear about it, etc. There are elements of Rav Hamluna's Svara should apply even in that situation, at least for the Bidi Abed, that should be lo tekse. So what's Lehman Bidi Rav Hamluna Kamiflegid? The man, the Masala Reisha, which is Rav Roshia, Islaid Rav Hamluna, accepts Rav Hamluna's din. So therefore, Bidi Abed, we believe her Tanam Gerishtani. Man, the Masala Sefer. Let's say the Rav Hamluna doesn't accept Rav Hamluna, and therefore, in the Reisha, even though she's arguing the Gerishtani, tough luck. Versus law, the Kuliyama Islay Rav Hamluna. They're arguing in Rav Hamluna. They both agree to Rav Hamluna's halacha that a woman says the Bala Gerishtani. She's not, the man is Chazaka Eni Shabenet Miza Panel Bifnei Bala. V'alcha Baka Mifligi. The Marsav Rakiit Merad Rav Hamluna Befana. Abashlav Befana Miza. Marsav Rishlav Befana Nami Eni Miza. Zok Rashi, Aresha, fourth line from the top. Imishanis is bo Adam. Let's go back to the Aresha. If after she got married, by case of saying she was an Ashes Ish, and she got divorced, she got married. Then Adam came and she was married. Bo Adam shows her Ashes Ish. She got married based on just her own statements. So there's two ways that she's an Ashazish. She's claiming she's Gerusha. She can. No. Loi Teitze. I say, Anish Beisi B'Taharani. V'ti really not say, we allowed her to marry Kayan. And now we have a question on her marriage to the Kayan. So we say, no, this is Loi Teitze. V'shuri Kilu. So why you make a bishul? The chashash ba'almahu, the ika chashash ba'almahu, the ika. Shem anivul aloy bekachaber minister lekuna. We have no real. We don't have a vade reis alofanedo. It's a possibility. It's a chashash. Rav Hanun adamrei who ishes amen the balik erishtani nemanis. So she can take Grusha Nin now. Somewhere said they both agreed to Rav Hamnuna. The question is, can you apply it to our scenario, which is Shaloi Bifnei Abal? Something more. Mishnah's Bo'edim. Amar Avua de Shmuel. The Mishnah's Edim. Mishnah's Bo'edim. Hareza lo tzeitze. If she's married already, she doesn't have to go out. She's already married. Comes Avua de Shmuel. Lo niseis mamish. We don't need that she's actually married. Elakiman shehitiru alinase. Albi shaloi niseis. Once Besson's given the heter, even though it has not taken place yet, the halacha is loitetze. She does not leave her status of het. Well, loitetze katani. She doesn't leave. What does it mean she doesn't leave? She should say she's mutter. Loitetze mitherishin. She doesn't have to. We don't revoke her original heter. She doesn't leave the original heter that she had. Yeah. Is there Rashi in that? No.
We didn't have some. I have some recollection. Maybe I'm wrong. There was sort of a similar type of okimta in Yevamos.
Yeah. In the second parak. By some of the cases of they gave. There was Aedis that the husband had died.
But just this Lashon, like, you know, Lo Niseis.
Yeah, same Lashon over there.
Yeah, okay.
Tan Rabbanan. Amra Nishbeisi B'Taharani. V'yeshli Aedim Shetaharani. She claims there are Aedim. There was people who were with her who could testify that her captors did not take advantage of her. They say, you know what? Listen, why should we rely on her word? She claims her edim. Let's wait for the edim. No, we allow her to get married without waiting for the edim. We allowed her to get married. So then the supposed Adam came. We're not sure. So the card is a raise. So what she said, that I was there. Everything is true. And the Adam, and now the Adam is saying, we don't know. So she doesn't have to leave her she doesn't leave her head, she doesn't leave the marriage. Because the Edom are not saying against her, they're saying, we don't know. And they don't look at it as a reis in her deeper that she's now us. Vimbo, Edituma, Bevedim come and say that we know that she there was Bia, so she's us to the husband. Filiashla come upon him, Tetze, even though it's a Bidiyavid of the Bidiyavid, right? That, but if it's any tumor, there's any tumor. She's also the Baal. Okay.
So, any tumor or not that she was taken captive, but actually that there was a mice.
There was a mice, right?
Yeah. Okay. Did she get, let's say, the Edom say Lo Yadanu, can she get married L'Chatchila?
Well, yeah, because we say that the Lodi says in the Namish, Kim Shiti really knows it. So she's not Tetsimi Heterarishan and she can go get married now. So more is like this. Hanish was also the Asin and Hardo. So there was the woman who had been taken captive, and they were brought to Hardo to be redeemed. I said before the Shmuel and the Turi Badayu. So before the Shmuel put somebody there to keep an eye on them, that nothing should happen to them. They shouldn't be taken advantage by their captors. So Shmuel said to his father, "Varidna manatrino." What do you gain by putting a shomer now? I mean, there was the whole time that they were by the captors, totally with them. So, why are we being frumed on all of a sudden? That's not going to help for what was then anyway. So Amalei, Avuah the Shmuel said to Shmuel, "Ilu banteh bin Havion mi havas mezalzel b'hu kulihai." You know, it's a flippant attitude. He said to him, "If we own daughters, you wouldn't have that type of attitude. You say, listen, as much as we can protect them, that they shouldn't be taken advantage of, we'll take it. We'll do that
once a week."
Okay.
But it wouldn't make, I mean, to Shmuel's point, though, halachically, this doesn't help. I mean, it just helps in terms of
protecting the
going forward.
Yeah.
It's just a non-halachic.
Correct. The word says, Havoy, Keshkog HaShiyotim Lifnei HaShalit. Chazal, you said that there's a...
tomorrow they're going to be reading Megillas.
So when the shalit, the leader, the master, the ruler, will just sometimes say out the wrong thing, but that's once it's done, it's said, so it's done. He says, take them away, and they take them away. Well, I made a mistake. Well, it's too late. So when Avuah the Shmuel, the Chachamim say, they're like the Shalitim, they say something like that, it creates an impact on the Shemayim, whether they intended that or not. Well, what happened was, Vishtavuya and Bante the Mar Shmuel. So the story happened to Shmuel's daughters, that they were taken captive. And they were taken, the captors took them wherever they were taken from, they took them up to Eretz Yisrael. Now these women were knowledgeable. So, they told, so they're coming to be redeemed. So they told their captors, stay outside. Violent the Bay Midrasha, the Rebbe Chanina. And they went into the yeshiva, the Bezdin of Rebbe Chanina. Ha'amr nishpeshi b'taharani. Ha'amr nishpeshi b'taharani. So each one testified that they were nishpes, and then they're tahara. So they're relieved. Sharinu, so they gave a psak then that they're allowed to marry a kohen. Soif Earl also Shrianayu. Then the captors came in. So Amar Chanina Benon the Morin Inum. They must be the daughters, the children of a person who's a Talmud Chacham, they walked in with their captors. They're stuck. And since they kept the captors outside, so then they're able to walk in and say, Nishbeisi v'taharani. Once the psak was given, the psak is given. Samur says, Igloi Milsa, Devanta Demar Shmuel Havion. Then it became known that they were the daughters of Shmuel. Amar Reb Chanina, the Rav Shama Rab. Who Rashi points out was a kohen. Poik itaba b'krov b'seich. go and deal with one, your relatives, they're related. Marry one of them. That Edom might come and say that they know that they were in his space. So he said, yeah, but Hashem Miu, Mius, let's know, come on. They're not here right now. And the Moor uses a idiom. Edom beside Itzon, but they also, they're Edom, which are up in the north, and we should make the person Osir. They're not here. The Moor says, Taima, the Leosu Edom. It sounds like from what you're saying that the only reason why we're not worried about it is because Edom aren't here. It sounds like Ha'osu Edom. If Edom would come and say that she was Nishbe, they were Nishbeis, they'd be Osir. Mitzvah Omer Avu the Shmuel Kiman Shitiru Linase Apolishlo Nises. So what are we worried about? Edom coming said that she's Nishbeis doesn't take away the heter. What the heter was given. So Maravashi Edi Tuma Itmar. What they were afraid of was that there was Edi Tuma. So he didn't want to marry her because there are Edi Tuma somewhere. And Rav Chanina said back, they're not here. There's no reis lefaneinu. They presented a pesha aser. They got the psak and their mutter and their mutter. You're allowed to proceed. Zakrashi. Yeshli Edim. The woman claims there were Edim Shahoya Imi Tamid Shloy Nisyachadi Imoy Bekakov. The Edom which were with her in their state of captivity, there were other Edom, and they know that she was never taken away to be with the Yichud with the Goy. Vacha bo Edom shenishbeis. The Edom came that she was nishbeis. The Hashalav Pesha also who shalachalu seitzi, she remains with her head. Edom to come. Filiyisha come upon him, Minakoyan Azesh and the Saws, she married this Koyan, she has to go out. That's an adult Doyson, they were brought in a daughter to be redeemed. Ukmina Lashriya, fine. So the daughters of Shmuel, Ukmina Lashriya, Anayu of Roish, they left their captives outside. Shalyavar Lifne Bezin, they shouldn't come into Bezin with them. Well, Yen Bezin Shane Shriyas, Ella Piatzman. Bezin only know based on their testimony. And then they're going to permit them to marry. They should know this chapa to do. They have to have been brought up in the home of a Talmud Chacham. The Rav Shaman, he told Rav Shaman Kayan Haya, who was a Kayan, he told him, Kerbasecha, so achas mihen shein Kerbasecha, marry one of them, they're your relatives. Wake Sarah ben Nisayam, Shirosh and Ishbu. Right on the Moor's Tavim was that the Edom that saw that there was Nishbeis with them also to come on the Mocher, Uliyama Uchran, Lacher Shinot, so they might come. So Rav Chanina said back, Hashem Mia Loisno, Karim Nesuin, they're not here. Mishum Dilma also, Loisino Lo Hashem, we can't say that she also didn't marry because they might come. Because there's a phrase, Edom Besad Itzon, Besad Sofen, Itzon means Besad Sofen, Mitzofen, Zov, Yeosu, Metagmin, Mida Istana, Viteyoser. There's Edom out there in the north, and Shishka Moser, but to me, it's raised a question. Holab also kind of assumed they didn't come. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, this. I mean, it may very well be that Alpidin, it's Mutzer, but if they're really concerned. Then they're concerned about financial loss, right? Going through a marriage, making a big chasna, and then Edei Tuma coming along, and then it gets This is no marriage anymore.
So that's what Ravina is saying. That's not your responsibility right now. Right now, your responsibility is to take care of her, that she should get married, and we'll deal with the fallout later on. Okay. Let's hold it here.